the thought just crossed my mind that with all that's going to be involved in heaven, God needs Jared there. Kind of keep things going, and if there's a problem. Someone else would like to share over here. Do you want to come here, or do you want the microphone? Okay. And if you could tell us your name.
I'm Sammy.
Go ahead.
I like Uncle Jared because he was fun.
I think based on that comment, we're going to need Jared in heaven, aren't we? Thank you, Sammy.
Wow, there's a lot of people here. Jared had a lot of friends. I'm fortunate to be one of them. It was mentioned that Jared loved to share his love of the outdoors, and he also loved the North Cascades, and he was the person who introduced me to the North Cascades. It was about 11 or 12 years ago. It must have been him that planned the trip, because he usually planned all of our trips meticulously, and the four of us went out there, and we just graduated high school recently, so we had more enthusiasm than equipment or proper gear, so it ended up raining and we came back early, but that glimpse of those mountains inspired me to just, I've got to get back, and pretty much every summer since then, one of the four of us will send an email and say, hey, can we do a trip, and I was fortunate last summer to do the Ptarmigan Traverse with Jared, where we passed by that, where we went on that first trip. And seems like the common threads of the trips were something would happen and we'd hike 18 miles out on the last day, or well, it ended up being the last day, usually early, because we were, again, very ambitious and usually bit off more than we could chew. And that's something that I learned to really appreciate about Jared, because so many times when you get in the outdoors, you have this goal, you know, we've got to summit, we've got to make it. And Jared didn't have that kind of ego. He wasn't out there to get on top of something, he was out there to enjoy it. And it was just amazing to be with Jared. And in some of the pictures have gone by. I don't know if, Humbert, you can switch to that set. It was just amazing how much he loved the outdoors. To be willing to suffer through the things we suffered through to get to the views that were just there. There's the trip. There's where we're starting. So, hope you don't mind me doing there's like eight pictures. But we just catch ourselves silently just staring off at the mountains. So beautiful. Yeah, there we are, sunburned. He's the one on the left, if you can't tell who's who. There's the bushes that we flashed through for miles and miles. It was exhausted. We still had 9 miles to go at that point. We'd only done the first half of our 18-mile trek out. And then there's back in the car, utterly exhausted. So that's the set of pictures. And he never really complained. He would kind of laugh about it, like, wow, this is bad. And it just made it less bad when you had someone there that could just laugh at it with you. So I had more to say. I wrote something down but forgot all about that, so I'll talk to you more later. Thanks.
Kind of sounds like even though Jared was only 31, he got more living in than some of us who are a bit older than that. Please.
Well, I'm Julie, and Jared is my nephew. And one summer, I did a lot of hiking with Jared and Gary and Patty and Sarah, and it was a lot of fun. But Jared, he took his hiking, I thought, a little too seriously, because at one point, I was trotting along, and I said, you know, Jared, hiking with you reminds me of a Shetland pony trying to keep up with a long-legged thoroughbred. and I'm the Shetland pony, and you're the thoroughbred. He really enjoyed the outdoors, and boy, we're going to really miss him.
Hello, my name is Charity. I can't look at you guys to talk here. I am Kelly's sister. And, you know, everyone talks about hiking, but Jared actually also baked. And he made cinnamon rolls for us on Christmas time. And there was one time in particular, it was probably about 10 or 11 at night, and we were all just winding down, getting ready to go to bed, and we realized no one had made the pies. We said, oh, no. So Jared and I stayed up till, I think it was 3 a.m., making pie dough and pie filling and rolling it out. And he didn't complain. You know, we just stayed up and made it. And it was really special.
My name's Evan Felix. I worked with Jared at PNNL for many years, and I was thinking about Jared. I thought of all these stories of other things, but last night the story that I thought I needed to share today came out, and it has to do with a woot monkey. I don't know if you've seen this, guys, but it's a elastic monkey that you can, you know, fling, and it makes noise. So I have some of these in my office, and Jared would come visit at times. And one day a few of us were sitting there talking. I don't know what we were doing or why I was there, but we decided that it would be good if we could add a magnet to the monkey and try and get it to attach itself to the ceiling. And after various attempts, and when the magnet flew out, or, you know, it flew onto the wall, or we lost the monkey, Jared grabbed it, and he somehow, I still don't know exactly what he did, but he attached this big magnet on top of the monkey's head, and we sat there for probably 20 minutes trying to get the monkey to stick to the air conditioning vent on the ceiling. And as far as I know, that monkey's up there. We can take it down. We have to have this big stick to get it down, but we pull it down every once in a while, and we would fling it back up there, and it would, you know, big clunk. And, you know, the more we thought about it, it's actually kind of dangerous because there's a kind of a metal chunk on the dead monkey's head if you were flinging at anybody else. But that's what I remember. One of the big stories I remember about Jared was his excitement about something that was just fun and made our day each time we did that. So thank you.
You look a little concerned, Allison.
I'm Kelly's dad. I'm Pat. And what I wanted to say is, you know, we've looked at things today. We've heard stories. We want to hear more stories. And maybe afterwards, if we can kind of group together and see someone you aren't sure who they are and start sharing stories about Jared, because Jared lived. He lived every day. And we're not here to celebrate a death. We're here to celebrate a life. Maybe it's the Irish in me that's in it. But Jared's father said, we're survived, you know, the people that are survived by Jared. We're not here to survive. We're here to live. And that's what Jared gave us, was a life worth living. So live it. Enjoy that life. And continue to love as you live. But it's not about death. It's about life. And that's what we have right now. So please spend time with one another. I know we could probably be here for hours sharing stories about Jared. We'd really like for you to write them down. Website. Or there's also the website, jaredfcarr.com. It's in the, and you can go there and share stories there as well. As well as the life sketch will be available there. And we want him to continue to live. And he lives in our memories. And he lives in the stories that we have about him. So please share those. Is that okay? Can you do that? Okay, good. Thank you. As Jared would say, be intrigued with the possibilities.
Thank you, Pat. We're going to dismiss in just a moment, and in the back there's going to be some tables with some refreshments. Time to visit to share some of those stories. Just two brief things in closing. In the hallway between our kitchen and our laundry room, there's a little plaque on the wall, and it says, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining." Now, we live near Portland. But it goes on to say, "I believe in love even when I can't feel it. And lastly, I believe in God even when he is silent." May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Thank you for coming. Thank you.